tree toad, and toad frog.
And turtles that you were calling?
Terrapins. Turtles.
Terrapin is near the water or land, I see.
And they don't let go till it thunders, you know.
No, in fact, I didn't.
If they snap you, you're sunk till it thunders.
Is that right?
I had an older brother and I ran with boys. And I'm sure that they evolved many things to keep me in line. One I was. Another was that if you got a cactus briar in your toe, it would gradually come up to it, hit your heart, and that was the end of it.
I see. So all of those were devices to keep the
girls in line.
Keep the girls suppressed.
In fact, keep them at home, if you want to know the truth, while they did what they wanted to do.
I see.
I was hard to dissuade.
Now I'd like to turn to some questions about just ordinary life, some words that you would use for relations.
Use for mama and daddy, I call them, and grandmother and grandfather, or granddaddy, pappy and mammy, granny for my great-grandmother, aunts and uncles. We were revolutionary. We called all our aunts and uncles by their first name, except the ones we didn't like.
I see.
Then we called them aunt and uncle.
Oh, I see.
And cousins. It was very common in my father's day to speak of cousins as cousin, cousin Bertha, cousin John. And in that way, children grew up knowing who was kin to them. Mm-hmm. My children have to be told, and you have to draw them a chart.
I see.
But I grew up knowing who a cousin John I knew was a cousin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So really there was a much tighter family sense than...
Though my family does, this generation does have a continuity and a real relationship for which I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm. To turn to that, do you recall as a child how you would refer to Negroes, either as with affection or without affection?
Well, it depended entirely on the individual. I don't remember ever, let's see. I was trying to think if I ever called one aunt. I don't remember that I did. But it was in my family, they were treated with respect. And I would never say Negro, I would say colored person.
I see.
And years later, when I was head of the March of Dimes, and I was doing it countywide, and I wanted to have posters for the black schools as well as the white schools, I wrote for colored posters, and you know what they sent me, don't you? Red, white, blue.
I see.
But they were... I spoke of Negroes, but never nigger.
Mm-hmm. So the hierarchy
would have been spanked if I had said.
I see.
That.
So the hierarchy is colored Negro.
Color nigger.
That's right.
And I've heard them spoken of as coon, but I would never heard any of my people use that word.
I'd like to switch that tape over.
Well, here, I don't want.
Ask you
I'm not worth another slide, I'm sure.
Well, I don't want to.